and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, today is All Saints Sunday. It is the day we remember intentionally those who've died in the faith. Still, we must keep in mind that death does not make one a saint. Saints are God's doing alone. They are simply recipients of the gospel promise, regardless of what they've done and left undone, and of which side of the grave they currently occupy. That means you are a saint, because and only because the Lord Jesus Christ calls you by name with the promise that your sin is forgiven and you have eternal life. What a magnificent, glorious promise we have been given in the font, at the supper, and in the absolution. But for most of us, sainthood on this earth is a rather protracted event. It's been a minute between the font and right now, and most of us still have a way to go, at least statistically speaking. Hard word to say. We should also say that our experience of the time between when Christ called us by name and now has been a mixed bag at best. Wouldn't you agree? Knowing ourselves all too well, I suspect we're struggling with this notion of being a saint, of reconciling what we see and think and feel with our Lord's promise. And so, Jesus helps us in this gospel passage by telling us exactly what it's like to be his saints in this earth. And his word is important, too, because we are convinced that our experience is authoritative. That is, what I feel is how things are for me. All around, you see the craziness and heartbreak that results from that. Marriages end because couples just don't feel in love anymore. People mutilate themselves because they feel like they're trapped in a wrong body. All manner of mischief arises when we navigate life based solely on our feelings. Yet, we can't escape the experience of our feelings either. They're always there. So, what is the normal experience of being a saint in this world? Spoiler alert, it doesn't feel like you're a super spiritual giant of the faith who's always victorious over sin and adversity and living your best life now. I'm sorry, Joel Osteen, Joyce Meyer, Jesse Duplantis, Kenneth Copeland, and all the rest of those peddling a so-called victorious Christian life, that's not quite right. And I know this because of Jesus' words in this passage and also the martyrs of the church for whom this day was originally created. No, that is not what it means to be a saint. Okay, what then does being God's Holy One feel like? In a word, suffering. We suffer. We suffer because what we hear in the gospel is the exact opposite of our experience. We look in the mirror, and what we see is a person who is poor in spirit, meaning unable to claim any righteousness of our own. Time and again, our life points out in vivid detail that our best is wretched. And if you need proof, just ask. Just ask somebody who will be honest with you. They'll be happy to tell you. We look in the mirror, and what we see is a person whose heart is broken and scared because those we love had died, and we too will join them soon. We look in the mirror, and what we see is a person who is meek, meaning a servant, one who cannot ever seem to get ahead in this life, but is being used up instead. The Grateful Dead even knew this to be true. When life looks like easy street, there's danger at the door, Jerry Garcia sings. We look in the mirror, and what we see is a person who longs to be free from the sin that hangs around our neck like a chain of Ebenezer Scrooge's business partner, Jacob Marley, a chain he made in life, forged link by link, he said. We look in the mirror, and the only thing of substance we can give is the promise of God's mercy to other undeserving sinners like ourselves. The only thing we can give is a heart that hopes in nothing but the gospel promise, because everything hoped to bring peace except that gospel has been taken away. And do you know what you'll get for giving God's mercy and peace to a lost and dying world? Reviling and persecution, That's what you'll get. Taken together, all of this, this is what it feels like to be a saint, that that Christ has made of you. This is your normal. But your experience of suffering does not determine reality. Your failings and your feelings are not authoritative. They don't author you. They don't write your story. No. The Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, Jesus Christ, the one who sits at the right hand of the Father, to whom every knee will bow, he has the final say about you. And what does he say to you? When sin, death, and the devil are all you can see and feel and hear, fear not. You are blessed because the gospel is yours. At the font, at the table, from this pulpit, you are forgiven unconditionally by the Father for Christ's sake. And do you know what that means? It means that one day, very soon, in the midst of that great multitude that John saw, you'll stand with those you love who've died in the faith, and you'll cry out with them, "Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb." On that glorious day, God will wipe away every tear from your eye. Your suffering will be over, and all that will remain is Christ, who's made you a saint, even now. Amen.